This is Ray Nedzel, recording for Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm in the audience at the final rehearsal for Live Arts production of Disney's High School Musical, which runs from July 11th through August 2nd this summer, 2008.
Looks like a few kinks to be worked out.
Down to the split second.
It's impossible.
Leave it to me. I can do anything with my laptop.
Go!
Disney's High School Musical, as performed in Charlottesville at Live Arts live this summer. It seems strange that now there would be anyone who didn't know about Disney's High School Musical. It started as a low-budget movie, made-for-TV movie, became one of the most popular made-for-TV movies of all time. That turned into a national tour, turned into a stage show, and it turned into a phenomenon for teens and preteens all across America. And now, the Central Virginia premiere, the live stage show with chock full of talented kids from Charlottesville, in Charlottesville, at Live Arts. I'm here with Jennifer Almanza. She's the director of the show.
Hi,
Jennifer.
Hello.
So, are you nervous with the?
No, this is the least nervous I've ever been on a show.
There's a push-up contest going on in the background. That's the counting going on. Aww. Is that part of the show or just?
No, I think they're trying to gather a little extra testosterone for the production.
That's the guys doing the push-up contest.
I don't know what they're doing.
What brought you to this musical? Well, if that's a fair question, or a fairly posed question.
Serendipity. My husband works for an architectural firm that designed the theater. So we
designed this theater?
Yes,
Live
designed
Arts.
This theater.
Oh, wow.
And he works designing other theaters. And we are new to the community, and I'm an arts educator, and I have a background working with teenagers, and I guess the torch got passed to me.
Oh, that's excellent. And were you familiar with High School Musical before this summer?
Not at
all. Oh, really?
All.
Now, were the kids, was the cast, I say kids, but they're all...
They range from 12 to 21.
And then one or two adults.
And then, yes, our faculty. Mark Velahovic is one of our seasoned actors here.
Yes.
At Live Arts. And Jeannie Jones, who is the assistant choreographer.
Oh, yes, yes. And Ray Smith,
and
I see.
And Ray Smith is principal. Now, there is no principal in the script.
Oh.
We invented, if we're a school, we realized we needed to have a principal.
Right.
So he has his Patch Huzenga is his name, Dr. Patch Huzenga. And he is the principal of Pluto Beach Performing Arts High School, the number 3 performing arts high school in America.
Oh, wow, that's excellent. And is that's the high school in the musical, right? I know the Wildcats, of course.
We invented our own high
school. Invented the own high school.
It's East High School, but our context is, as these kids came from their own high schools In the Charlottesville area, we wanted to reinvent our own high school performing Disney's High School Musical at East High. So we are Pluto Beach Performing Arts High School.
That's kind of like a Marat Saad for teenagers.
Really? I would like to see that one.
Okay, so how long ago or how many weeks ago were auditions?
I think we started about 8 weeks ago.
And so you've been rehearsing for maybe 7 weeks now?
Yeah, 7 weeks, sounds right.
And and how many people in the cast do you know off the top of your head?
You know, I lose track.
Big crew
it seems
here.
Like 178, but I think it's
probably
only
a little bit less.
20. I think it's 25. 25 kids, including the faculty.
And now, how is the cast enjoying the process of bringing this? I'm sure they're all familiar with the movie.
Yes, and some of them don't have as high regard for it as they should. There's certain, you know, when you get cool and in high school, sometimes the high school thing isn't as cool. But I think now that they have found that our production is completely unlike the film.
You know, right.
This is a unique production. Our characters are different. We've taken some liberties. I think my motto for this show is real kids in a real school.
Real kids in a real school. But if I come see the show and I'm familiar with the songs, I'm going to be familiar with the songs they're singing. The score stays the same.
Score is the same. There's some added little moments that they've added on a character of Jack Scott, who's called the Velvet Fog, and he's our take on him is he's a kid who's hacked into the PA system in the school, and he watches what's going on, and he's in many places providing commentary to the kids about.
I think we have to be quiet now, as there's some pre-show announcements, and then I'd like to meet some of the cast.
Oh, I'd love to introduce you to them.
Excellent.
Now I'm here with Bob Almanza, Robert Almanza, who, if I have this correct, Bob is the co-director, assistant director, and set designer. So I'm looking at the set right now. It's a massive, I'll have Bob tell you what it is. It's beautiful. That's what it is right now.
It's,
so here you go. I'll let you explain it.
Well, Jennifer wanted to see a Floridian-type school, so we wanted to have a lot of color in it. And we wanted it to be modern. When I first read the script, I wanted to go with an old brick school like you'd see in the Midwest. But she wanted to go with something a little bit more, her term is jewel tone. And so we tried to create, something that had that color to it and that gloss to it. Secondary to that, we needed to make sure we had the spaces where we had enough room to let these kids move. The other problem was that this play has so many different locations, from classrooms to cafeteria to study hall, homeroom, that it just became more practical to give zones on the stage rather than to really recreate classrooms and that sort of thing.
Right.
So we just created a single unit set.
So all these like multiple colors here. There's green, blue, light green, lavender, purple, couple shades of purple, and then this may be completely unintentional. But is there a nod towards the Partridge Family bus up there on the top with all the colors?
No, I wasn't thinking that at all. Actually, what that's from is there's a new building in Los Angeles that has some glass panels. It's actually a parking lot, but it's all glass panels, and all those panels are colored panels.
That's nice.
When we first started thinking about this set, we were thinking of doing what is now the classroom skein here, doing that in plexiglass that was colored.
Yeah, it's quite a nice set, and it looks like the actors have entrances through the audience.
We come through the audience, down the aisle. We come through two main entries upstage, and then there's two entrances from the wings. It's kind of a semi-proscenium thrust approach to this space.
Yeah, it really does look like a school, like a school that we're looking at the inside, the outside, all put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
With the big wildcats.
I'm surprised.
Well, you've accomplished your goal.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Okay. And then Ro ended up doing the wildcat up above. Snaggletooth is what we call it. But Ro designed that for
it's
us.
It's a very nice wildcat.
Yeah, yeah. She did a great job. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
What to do to die today? A thing distinctly hard to say,
but harder still to do.
Hey, what's your name and what character are you playing?
I'm Catherine Baird and I'm the head cheerleader.
I'm Rachel Neidefer and I am a cheerleader.
I'm Melanie Arthur and I'm a cheerleader.
Brandon Blake.
Dana Pye.
What character are you playing?
Martha Cox.
I'm Richard Drake, I'm playing Ryan.
Thanks, Richard!
I'm Sydney Pugh, and I'm playing Kelsey.
I'm Natalie Barton, and I'm playing Taylor.
Hey, I'm Morgan Meadows, and I'm playing Gabriella.
Michael Strickland, playing Jack Scott.
Hi, I'm Ryan Murphy, and I'm playing Mongo the Skater.
I'm Robbie Arthur, and I'm playing Ripper the Skater.
Hi, sorry,
Mike. My name is Carly Ambern, and I will be playing Sharpay.
I'm Ike Anderson, and I'm a choreographer, and I'm a jock.
Yes. 3 minutes.
My name is Ray Smith, and I play the principal of Pluto Beach High School.
Thanks, Ray. All right.
My name is Pilar Marshall, and I'm playing Kratnoff.
Thank you.
Hey, my name is Jeremy Weiss, and I'll be playing Troy.
Troy Bolton?
Troy Bolton!
Hey, Troy Bolton?
Yeah! Huh!
Oh, thanks, Troy.